USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia has cut Finland off from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. The youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack will be laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market to buy groceries. She moved to Western New York a decade ago to care for her brother as he fought leukemia. Robbie, as she was affectionately known, is being remembered as big-hearted and quick with a laugh. On Wall Street, at the close on Friday, another losing week. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The White House says that $40 billion aid package for Ukraine has been signed by President Biden. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The measure provides additional security and humanitarian aid for the country as it battles the ongoing Russian invasion. Biden signed the measure during his trip to Asia. Administration officials believe the $40 million will be enough to keep Ukraine afloat through the current fiscal year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed his country would not stop fighting until all Russian forces are expelled. The Ukrainian military claimed to push back on 11 attacks in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and destroyed 8 tanks as well as other Russian combat vehicles. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has claimed to have captured Mariupol, the southern port city, nearly 3 months after it invaded Ukraine. There has been no confirmation on the capture from Ukrainian officials. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A former police lieutenant in South Florida will spend the rest of his life behind bars for molesting two young girls. Raulio Gonzalez worked for the Miami-Dade Police Department until he was arrested in 2018 after a girl told a psychologist that he fondled her several times between 8 and 10 years old. She also told an interviewer with the State Department of Children and Families that he pointed a gun at her and threatened to kill a relative if she told. The jury 3 months ago convicted Gonzalez in 15 minutes. Communion will continue to be denied to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Catholic Archbishop Salvatore Corleone of San Francisco said he sent the letter to Pelosi last month after she vowed to codify the right to an abortion if Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court. He wrote that Pelosi must either repudiate her support for abortion rights or stop speaking publicly about her Catholic faith, and if she didn't, he would have no choice but to declare she is not allowed to receive communion. Corleone has been among the most outspoken among American bishops in advocating that communion should be withheld from politicians who support abortion rights. For the first time in about a decade, Australia's government will be controlled by its Labour Party. It defeated Conservatives in this week's election. Prime Minister Scott Morrison quickly conceded defeat, citing a need for an Aussie leader to attend a Tokyo summit next week. Prime Minister-elect Anthony Albanese and his party promised more financial assistance and a robust social safety net as Australia grapples with its highest inflation in more than 20 years. I'm Kenneth Burns.